Mamara Circuit Village have organized the first Young South Sudanese Feminist Conference last week under the theme Reclaiming My Voice, Amplifying Echoes of Our Resistance and Building a South Sudan That Works for Us. Now, to tell us more about this event and organization, I'm glad to be joined here with me in the studio by Awizia Zita John, Agao Boldeng and Nibol Manyuan Kwal with us in the studios. Ladies, good morning to you and welcome to the Mirai Breakfast. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Now, just let's go right about now and talk about this particular, you know, project. Please begin by telling us a bit more about the conference. What is its purpose?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Agao Boldeng. I work with Mamara Circuit Village as a movement building coordinator. And maybe just to briefly introduce what Mamara Circuit Village is. Mamara Circuit Village is an Arabic. To those, I don't know Arabic that much, but yeah, what it means in English is not just a woman, if it can loosely be translated. So this is a feminist community that amplifies voices and create platforms and opportunities to facilitate processes that contribute to the attainment of individual and collective agency using research, art, culture, and media. And so there are four programs under this Mamara Circuit Village. Gender Talk 2-on-1, which is a digital platform that really gives South Sudanese women the space to write, showcase their talent, you know, and collectively create that platform where they can share the experiences. And the Suksukna project. So this is another project where we really want to appreciate our cultures, our positive cultures. So through Suksukna Women Project, there are beats that are made by women, and this is giving women opportunities as well, you know, to just work with Mamara Circuit Village and produce the beats, because our cultures are kind of dying. People are moving away from our cultural attires. If you can see from most of the traditional marriages that are done in Juba, people borrow corsets or outside.
Absolutely.
From other cultures, but yet we have really beautiful cultures. So that is one part of Mamara Circuit Village work as well. But then this Mojama Almara, this is the women community. You can correct me on the pronunciation of that word. So women community, this is where I come in, and this is the project that I lead. Yeah, and that this is the project that led us to the conference that you just talked about on reclaiming my voice, amplifying echoes of our resistance, and building a South Sudan that works for us. Now, we did not just arrive to the conference like that. There was a process that eventually led to the conference. And so this Mamara Circuit Village launched a feminist talking circles. And this was in August 2022. And it has so far conducted six of them. And someone might ask, and what are these talking circles?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That is what I wanted to ask, actually. What are these feminist talking circles?
First to begin, let me just define what feminism is, what we believe feminism is. So feminism is a social construct, an ideology that advocates for women's rights in order to achieve gender equality. That is from the political gender equality, gender equality, economic and personal or social, you know, in all those areas. So these feminist talking circles are a five-day training program designed for various groups of young women and girls within communities and learning institutions to hold facilitated discussions on self-awareness and social, cultural, and economic barriers that directly affect young women and girls in South Sudan, to raise their consciousness, you know, or their agency, and the comprehensive understanding of patriarchy, which is a system that is dominated by men. and how that patriarchy intersect with other forms of oppression.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, Auzia, let's talk to you briefly here. Welcome to the show. And just how have you benefited from these particular talking cycles and these feminist talking cycles?
Well, thank you so much. I'm Auzia Zita. I happen to be one of the participants for this talking cycle, and I do appreciate Mama Resaket organization. Well, I really achieved a lot of things through this training. First of all, I didn't know what Mama Resaket is, and I got this all opportunity through a friend that who was also doing the same work, and then we were connected to this program. What I can tell is, as an experience, I've learned a lot. And I think I've got to know. I used to know what, like, I didn't know what was feminism, what was the activists, like, what their great roles that they were doing. But then being part of it, being part of the program, it has led me to know a lot of things. First of all, I've learned that feminism, it's all about, like, bringing out racist voices, like for the women and girls, and how you can also like get to know what sex is, what gender is, like that difference. So like I really didn't know what the difference between sex and gender, but through the program I got to know that like gender, it refers to the social constructed roles, like behaviors, characters created by the like the culture. Like came up with that, like the concept is to change their norms, like about the girls, boys, men and women about it, and then sex is all about biological difference between males and female, like something created natural, like for women and men. So like when it comes to women, we are created like natural, but then the other things like are brought by the culture that it that switches in, like under gender. And one also I learned a lot about my like how to like bring in socialization, like to know more about yourself. I'm one person who didn't know much about myself, but then through this psycho talk, I got to know myself. I have to know like deeply. I have to dig down to know even my grandparents and how to even bring out like what to know about with their names, where they are coming from, you know. So like this brought for me a lot of achievement, and it has made me what I am, like to know more about this.
Thank you. Yes, Nyubol is also with us here. Nyubol, go ahead, please. Share your thoughts with us on how this circle is has made change in your life.
All right. Thank you so much. Nyubol Manyuan Kual. I came to know about Mama Resaket Village or the talking circles through a girl. She gave me a call one afternoon and she's like, Nyubol, if you're free this coming week, would you be interested in joining a group of young women that are discussing issues concerning about women in South Sudan? I was like, yeah, it's okay, anything that concerns a woman concerns me as well. So I gave it a go ahead and I attended, and to be honest, this Mama Resaket Village is really doing a lot of great work, and I'm sure so many people don't know about it out there, but to be honest, to all young girls and women out there, if you get a chance to be part of Mama Resaket, please be, because this just means I'm not just a woman. And in our context in South Sudan, women have been overlooked and women have been kind of put down for a very long time. It just didn't start now. It started from the time of liberation. If women didn't fight for themselves, nobody would fight for us. Like, let me just say, I just learned this recently through the conference, the 2 days conference. We had women from Liberation, that is Honorable Mary Akech and Honorable Alukir, they were part of it. And can you imagine their stories? They really touched us a lot, that women in South Sudan, there's nothing that is handed over to us on a platform. We have to fight for it. And it was their duty to fight to be part of the movement during Katiba Banata and Katiba Basheta. Mm-hmm. They were part of it, and nobody chose them to be there. They had to be there as part of liberating this country. Same thing even during the peace talks. Women were left behind, and they had to make sure that they were there. They weren't part of it, but they went there by themselves and fought to be there. So Mamara Circuit, from our talking circles, it really taught us a lot, especially on feminism. I think out there, even you yourself, as I talk, if somebody says she's a feminist, you would think of something negative towards that woman immediately, mm-hmm. not understanding at all what feminism actually means. Same thing to me before. I looked at feminism as something that was negative and something that wasn't something good to be part of or be mm-hmm. proud of as a woman. But when I was part of the talking circles, I actually came to understand the true definition of feminism, which is just an ideology that advocates for women's rights. Wouldn't you want to advocate for women's rights if your sister is being maybe done something bad and mm-hmm. because she's a woman, she's not given her rights? You would fight for your sister's rights, right? You would fight for your cousin's rights, for your mother's rights, if somebody ever misused them.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Yes, Nibolu, yeah, continue. Just on the perception that you said people have a very negative perception when you say you are feminist. Now you have the opportunity to tell them what actually is feminism. What will you tell them?
I would say feminism is just something that means an ideology or social construct that advocates for women's rights in order to achieve gender equality, either politically, either socially, either personally, either mm-hmm. economically, in all sorts. So I would advise anybody out there, either you're a man or you're a woman, you can become a feminist. In what way? In fighting for women's rights in all sorts of life.
Thank you. Now, Agao, just briefly tell us about the conference. Now, though, what were some of the issues that were tackled in this conference, and was it a success?
So the conference actually aimed to create a platform that brings together all the cohorts, like I had said, from mm-hmm. cohort 1 to cohort 6. So it brought about 100 young women and girls mm-hmm. that were part of the feminist talking circles. And really the idea was for them to connect and build community with each other, and more importantly, to define their individual and collective strength and how they can exercise their voices to contribute to the liberation of women and girls in South Sudan. And really, maybe just to take you back, women's liberation begins with mm-hmm. the understanding of self. It's like beyond what girls and women are socialized to believe about who they are, their worth and their role in the world, to contribute in filling in the gap. So this is why we thought of this idea of the talking circles. Now, to talk about the conference, this was one of its kind, you know. Mm-hmm. Aside from bringing these young women and girls together, which has never happened before, it's also had women leaders, prominent women leaders that came. So with that, Honorable Rebecca Joshua came, and she had a chance to engage with young women and girls in media and politics. Mm-hmm. Again, there was Professor Julia Yen Duan that came and engaged with women and girls in education. Again, there was women in activism. So with them, they were with Josephine Chandiru mm-hmm. to like take them through what activism really is and what it means for women. And there were women in legal system and human rights who were engaging with Justice Ajonye. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine the kind of fire that was in that room. Mm-hmm. There were also women in peace processes with Honorable Alakir Malwal, women in businesses, and the business group was that huge, you know.
Yeah.
So there was this business consultant, Mrs. Yar Manoa, who took the business team to really inspire them and talk to them about how important business is also to young women and girls in South Sudan. There was women in liberation struggle that were engaging with Lieutenant General Adun Dao and Mary Akej. Mm-hmm. So for me, this conference was really, it was the first of its kind, and it was a conference that created nothing but broad the collective strength of South Sudanese young women and girls, and that platform to really connect with that the older women or the women that we look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, the ladies can attest because they really, they did engage with some of these leaders.
Great. Yes, let's, Awizia, tell us from this conference, what is that one thing you really gain and change your perception on things?
Well, during the conference, I had the opportunity to be with Honorable Mary Akech.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about politics and media in journalism. And I've learned a lot, and it happens to be also my profession, being a journalist.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I got the opportunity to ask her, like, what are our rights, like women? Like, I took it as an advantage because I'm in the sector, I'm in the field mm-hmm. of that, and I took it in a different way, like in a gender way, like we women who are journalists, we sometimes don't find our rights. And like, for example, they'll send you out, like they'll underlook at you, they don't like value you, they just look at you like you, like when you maybe seeking for an information or you want to carry out an article, they'll first look at you like, this is just a female. Like, then I'll also say that, like, what is really making us different from these men who are journalists?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to know also our rights. So perhaps she told us more, and she encouraged us, like, it's not the perception, but then we are also having the rights as women. And in the media, in the I can still remember, as she said, in the article, we also there's that article who said that as women or as journalists, we have the freedom, we have our rights to publish any information that perhaps the information has to be right. It's not just like because you have the right and then you have to just publish the right information, mm-hmm. but then you have to go through the law and then find your rights, like, okay, I'm doing this, and then nobody can also what abuse you under that, because it is your right.
All right, Nibol, tell us about the conference.
Well, the conference was really very interesting. The fact that it wasn't just us young girls or women alone; they involved our women leaders in South Sudan. Some of the people that are actually our role models, people that we look up to,
mm-hmm.
and it was really. To me, I was in the group. I was in the business group. I learned a lot from Miss the consultant, Miss Yar.
Mm-hmm.
She taught us about how to open a business, how to get actually your capital, what exactly are the right legal ways to start, what is the difference of registering a business and registering a company,
mm-hmm.
what can you do. She actually even mentioned about some of the things we are not even aware of, like women grants that are here in South Sudan available at Ministry of Commerce and through other sectors
mm-hmm.
that are coming from either NGOs or other governments that are giving women grants. And we are not aware of these things, and we are struggling as young girls and women out there not knowing where to get capital to start something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really very interesting. The conference as well was, it really became a mentorship program instead of just a conference, because we not only learned from the women leaders, we also learned from our own fellow women that were inside, or mm-hmm. young girls that are inside there.
All right.
So many of us had different skills, different passions, different strength. And if you can get something from one lady and add it to whatever that you have, I believe that it can really improve us there. And
Yeah, because that's the time we have now. Just before I let you ladies go, very quickly, in less than 30 seconds each, we'll start with you, Azua. So we conclude with Agau. Your final message, what will you say?
So my final message is, we young girls and women, we shouldn't look up to ourselves, or we shouldn't, like, see yourself like you have nothing or you have no rights for yourself. Look at yourself like someone who is valued. Look at yourself like you have the strength. Look at yourself like you can do something capable, whether being in the community, whether being in the government, whether being where. That's mm-hmm. one thing I can tell them.
All right. Nibol?
Yes, my final message is that to all of us South Sudanese out there, let's be feminists, because we have so many concerns or so many issues concerning women that really need to be fought for, not just because you're fighting for other women, but assuming that you're fighting for your own brother, for your own sister, for your own cousin, for your own aunt. And there's so many women concerned out there, like child marriages, forced marriages, denial to access schools. We have reproductive health issues. We have denial to rights to own property. We have domestic violence. We have sexual exploitation. All these things need all of us as South Sudanese to fight collectively. So that is the whole definition of feminism. So either you're a man or you're a woman, please fight for women's right out there and be right. part of this movement. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nibol. And yes, Agau, what will be your final message?
Thank you so much. I remember during the conference, Dr. Ademola said something, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. So as a young South Sudanese young woman or girl outside there, or anybody, please, it is your right to communicate what you are going through. And I also realized that we are the resource that we need. We are actually the resource that we need, because we have a lot that we can learn from each other. And when we talk about feminism, it's really about humanizing ourselves as women and girls, and also as men and boys outside there. It's just not about us, but it's about our collective humanization as people of this country.
All right.
So whoever that is outside there, please, in whichever way that you can, support young women and girls, support people that need your help. Thank you.
That's the time we have. Thank you so much, Agau. Thank you, Awizia. And thank you, Nibol, for coming to Mira Breakfast Show Studios. We do appreciate your time.